Roman numeral 2. The fellowship of the eternal life is the reality of living in the body of Christ, in the oneness of the Spirit. 1 John 1:6 and 7. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and are not practicing the truth. But if we walk in light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from every sin. We enter into the vertical aspect of the divine fellowship by the divine Spirit, the Holy Spirit. This aspect of fellowship refers to our fellowship with a triune God in our loving Him. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. B. We enter into the horizontal aspect of the divine fellowship by the human spirit. This aspect of fellowship refers to our fellowship with one another by the exercise of our spirit in our loving one another. Philippians 2:1. If there is any fellowship of spirit, if any tender-heartedness and compassions. C. The one divine fellowship is an interwoven fellowship. The horizontal fellowship is interwoven with the vertical fellowship. 1. The initial experience of the apostles was the vertical fellowship with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. But when the apostles reported the eternal life to others, they experienced the horizontal aspect of the divine fellowship. Acts 2:42. And they continued steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles. 2. Our horizontal fellowship with the saints bring us into vertical fellowship with the Lord. Then our vertical fellowship with the Lord brings us into horizontal fellowship with the saints. 3. We must maintain both the vertical and horizontal aspects of the divine fellowship in order to be healthy spiritually. D. The divine fellowship is everything in the Christian life. 1. When fellowship disappears, God also disappears. God comes as the fellowship. 2. In this divine fellowship, God is interwoven with us. This interweaving is the mingling of God and man to bring the divine constituent into our spiritual being for our growth and transformation in life. The divine fellowship blends us, tempers us, adjusts us, harmonizes us, and mingles us together into one body. 1 Corinthians 10:16. The bread which we break, is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ?